You're listening to an African Elements top news story for June 2nd, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Can Namibia's anti-corruption pilot transform African rule? Namibia recently stepped into the continental spotlight by hosting a major governance gathering in Windhoek. On June 1, 2026, the nation gathered regional leaders and experts to initiate a critical capacity-building workshop. This event was designed to solidify the operational phase of the state party's assessment tool, which is a key framework of the African Union. By taking this pioneering step, Namibia aims to reshape its public sector and tackle institutional bottlenecks. This historic workshop serves as a major milestone for the continent. It represents the realization of a decades-long effort to bring structural reform to public institutions. Through this pilot, the African Union seeks to ensure that state administrations function with transparency and ethical responsibility. To understand the true impact of this move, one must examine the long history behind this modern bureaucratic development. For many decades, African nations struggled with administrative structures that were left behind by European colonial powers. These institutions were originally designed to extract resources rather than to serve the local population. Consequently, early post-colonial governments inherited bureaucracies that were disconnected from the needs of ordinary citizens. Reclaiming these systems became a primary objective for leaders who were committed to achieving genuine independence and self-governance. Overcoming the legacy of colonial institutions required a complete transformation of public service values. Leaders across the continent realized that true development could not occur without professionalizing civil service. Therefore, the drive to reform these structures became a central theme in Pan-African political circles.
This effort aimed to establish a public service that prioritizes human dignity, equality, and citizen-centered development. The foundation of the modern African Public Service Code was established during the late 20th century. In 1998, ministers of public service gathered in Rabat, Morocco, to draft the Rabat Declaration. This landmark document asserted that professional ethics, accountability, and absolute transparency must guide public sector administration. It was the first unified continental effort to establish ethical baselines for government officials. 3 years later, in February 2001, Namibia hosted the third Pan-African Conference of Ministers of Public Service in Windhoek. During this meeting, delegates adopted the initial draft of a comprehensive public service charter. This early draft eventually evolved into the African Charter on the Values and Principles of Public Service and Administration. Adopted formally in 2011, the treaty officially entered into force in 2016, establishing legally binding guidelines for ratifying state parties. While the 2011 Charter established high ethical standards, it lacked a practical way to measure compliance. Under Article 24.1, state parties are legally required to submit progress reports every 2 years. To simplify this complex process, the African Union's Special Technical Committee No. 8 designed a specialized monitoring platform. This platform is known as the State Parties Assessment Tool, or SPAT. This digital assessment platform does not function as an external audit. Instead, it utilizes a cooperative, multi-phase review system to help nations evaluate their own progress. The process begins with technical training sessions to familiarize local administrators with the required benchmarks. After the initial training, national departments conduct self-assessments to identify performance gaps. Finally, independent facilitators collaborate with state officials to compile a comprehensive, objective report for the African Union. In April 2021, the second conference of state parties invited 5 countries to pilot the new compliance framework. These designated pioneer states included Tanzania, South Africa, Kenya, Namibia, and Cameroon. Rather than focusing on countries with high rates of corruption, the African Union selected these nations based on their advanced administrative systems and geographic diversity. These pioneer states represent different geographical regions and legal traditions across the continent. Additionally, each selected nation possesses highly developed public service academies that can support intensive training workshops. South Africa was chosen to demonstrate how the tool can integrate with pre-existing review systems. By testing the platform in these diverse environments, the African Union aims to refine the tool before launching it across the entire continent. The rollout of the assessment tool occurs during a period of major political change within the country. On March 21, 2025, Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa was inaugurated as the fifth president of Namibia. As the first female head of state in the history of the nation, she entered office with a strong mandate to reform public services. Her administration has prioritized ethical accountability as a core pillar of state development. President Nandi-Ndaitwa has consistently emphasized that structural reforms must go beyond simple financial solutions. In April 2026, she defended the budget of the Anti-Corruption Commission against critics who demanded more spending. The president argued that changing the mindset of public servants is far more effective than increasing institutional fundings. This philosophy directly matches the goals of the assessment tool, which seeks to integrate ethics into daily administrative workflows.
The necessity of a rigorous monitoring framework is clearly demonstrated by recent statistical evaluations. An independent study conducted in early 2026 examined the progress of the National Anti-Corruption Strategy. The results revealed that only 23% of government ministries successfully met their strategic anti-corruption goals. This low completion rate highlights a significant gap between official policy and actual execution. Furthermore, 71% of public agencies reported that their anti-corruption tasks were still in progress. This slow progress is largely due to a lack of dedicated funding within individual departments. Because ministries failed to allocate specific resources for ethical training, the primary anti-corruption agency was forced to carry the entire administrative burden. This operational bottleneck has hindered the country's ability to maintain high standards of public sector integrity. Although the assessment tool functions as an administrative reporting framework, it has a direct impact on the lives of ordinary citizens. By holding ministries accountable to the values of the African Charter, the tool helps ensure that public services are delivered fairly and without discrimination. This focus on ethical standards is essential for striving for economic justice in marginalized communities. When public sector systems function transparently, resources are distributed more equitably to vulnerable populations. The assessment tool evaluates how public servants respond to the needs of low-income and disadvantaged citizens. By addressing slow service delivery, bribery, and administrative neglect, the tool helps dismantle the barriers that prevent everyday people from accessing essential state support. The implementation of the assessment tool highlights the balance between local governance and broader Pan-African policy frameworks.
In many ways, the relationship between individual state administrations and the African Union mirrors historical debates surrounding centralized governance frameworks. While the African Union provides standard-setting guidelines, individual member states must retain the authority to implement these reforms in a way that respects local contexts. By adopting a collaborative self-assessment model, the African Union ensures that the sovereignty of individual nations is respected. The tool does not impose external penalties or legal sanctions on countries that receive poor evaluations. Instead, it focuses on peer learning and providing technical assistance to help nations strengthen their internal structures. This cooperative approach allows African states to work together to build a unified, efficient, and ethical continent. Ultimately, the success of the assessment tool will depend on how effectively state parties integrate its principles into their national development plans. The African Charter on the Values and Principles of Public Service and Administration remains a powerful tool for promoting good governance. It protects the rights of public service users and guarantees fair working conditions for civil service employees. By volunteering to pilot this advanced tool, Namibia has demonstrated its commitment to building a more transparent and citizen-centered public sector. The lessons learned during this pilot phase will provide valuable guidance for other nations as they prepare to implement the tool. Through these collaborative efforts, African nations are taking control of their own administrative destinies and working to build a more just and prosperous future for all citizens. Copyright, African Elements.